Good morning. We're learning Chayyotim. Klal Yud Aleph, which is Hilchos Tzitzis. And we're looking at Siman Chof. So the last point we're going to see in Siman Chof over here is all the way towards the end. So in a case where these Tzitzis strings tore before you put it in the Beged, you may not put it into the Beged unless to the full shear. So we cannot put it in the Beged relying on the shear of Kedei Aniva. Let's say the following. He says the following. One of the strings tore. You're not put in the baguette at all. You came up with this great idea. I want to tie the string back together. Again, the two sides tore off from each other. And I wanted to tie it together and then put it in the baguette with one of the strings really being now two separate strings which are tied together. So is that acceptable or not? And then if that is acceptable, what about a case where my tzitzis are on and one of them got snipped off, or two of them got snipped off, and I say, hey, two of them got snipped off. It's the two sides of the same string, maybe, and mainly, therefore, I don't have a shear of Kedei Aniva left over, and I can't wear this bag of the, I can't make a bracha on it, etc. So, the answer is to question number one, that it's fine. The question number two, it is not fine. So, mutter l'kashra, you can tie it together. So, scenario number one, I have my four strings, and before I put it in the bag, one of the strings tore into two, and I don't have a shear of the Yud-Bez Deudlin in any one side of the string that I need a shear on two sides of the bag. I need a shear of Yud-Bez Deudlin on side one, and Yud-Bez Deudlin on side two. The string is too short. So I want to tie the two pieces of string together, and then make my tzitzis on the bag. So that is fine. The chashkilo l'nifsa klal, the kshira havi chibur gom. Tying it together is called attaching it totally. So now this is a new string. This string is a full-length string, because by tying it together, you've made it one. However, once you put it into the baguette, and it tore off, right, means right now the baguette is not acceptable. You want to fix the baguette by tying it back on, so that's going to be a problem of tasa lo min osi. It means you have tzitzis in your baguette right now, the remaining strings, which are put in, which are now there in a state of not being kosher. So I can kosherize the next string, but it's too late. Tasa lo min osi. Therefore, the following: if I have I have strings A, B, C, D, I put them into my hole, and they now hang down as A1 and A2, B1 and B2, you know, A1 and A on one side, and A on the other side, etc. I make all my knots, and now one of the eight strings which are hanging tears off right by the knot. So right now the law is that it's kosher, because there's only one string which is, two strings are fully intact, and one string, we're allowed to up to two strings, which can be partially intact, as long as there's leftover Kedei Aniva. Well, we know there is leftover Kedei Aniva, because each string really has two sides, and one side for sure is still intact. So whatever string this is, one tore for one side, its other side is still fully intact. I want to go now and say, that's nice, but you know, it would be nice to have full tzitzis there. There is the Belzer Rebbe. The Rebbe says that, you know, that the power of the tzitzis to make sure that we'll susuach relevavchem is only because the eight strings add up to 32, which is the gematria of lev. So I only have 31 strings. He says, even though it's kosher, the skula that it has, that it can protect your heart, needs all 32 strings. I say, okay, I'll tie it on. I'll tie it back on. So that's mutter. Because right now the tzitzis are still kosher. So you're not trying to correct it from a state of being non-kosher to being kosher without redoing the whole tzitzis. Right now they're still kosher. So I can actually tie that back on, and now I have all my eight strings hanging down. Meanwhile, another string tears on the other side. So hey, maybe it's the same string. No problem. Because even if that's true, and now it comes up, both sides of the string have torn off. But since you tied on the first side, and you lengthened it, when there was still kosher to do so, and since tying it together, the Chayotim says it's considered you fully, truly attached it, so it's now considered as if it's fully intact on that side. And the fact that the other side now came off, we look forward from this point and say, well, there's the strings on side A, which are still giving you the full length that you need. So that would be acceptable to do, based on this idea that the Chayotim says that Shira is considered Chibur Gomer. The only problem is, if Tassel Min Ha'osui, in a case where it already had become possible, you can't recreate it through this type of situation. But in a case where it had not become possible yet, you want to tie a string on to extend it to have your strings, the correct count of strings, it will be mutter. And once it's mutter, even later on, one of its other side tears, it's considered a Chibur Gomer through making a knot. And the tzitzit still has the full length that it needs in order to be kosher. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much for listening.